What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Monday morning look, our first look for this week. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported on Sunday that 173 new COVID-19 infections were registered in the last 24 hours. To register the new cases, 4,098 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 4.2%. In the last 24 hours, no deaths were registered, the ministry highlighted. To date, the total number of deaths from the respiratory virus is 8,176, for a fatality rate of 1.1%. Active cases total 2,019, of which 1,919 are in home isolation and 100 are hospitalized. Now, those in isolation, they're divided into 1,906 at home and 13 in the hospital hotels. There are hospitalized 91 patients in the wards, and there are 9 in the ICU. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, highlighted in its weekly letter to the country that the lack of accurate actions and decisions for political purposes affect the levels of trust of the citizenry. Well, taking as reference the latest report from the Panamanian Consumer Confidence Index, the Business Association highlights that levels of mistrust are reflected that have not been seen since the harshest moments of the COVID-19 pandemic. That was in June of 2020. The people are in the face of a reality that does not give them hope of fulfilling basic objectives such as obtaining a job or savings. For the measurement of March of 2022, 4 out of 5 Panamanians show distrust about their job stability, and therefore the expectations about the probability of saving money are similar, is reflected in the document. The statement highlights that this mistrust is probably reflected in the organized street closures in order to demand the government's attention to resolve demands on drinking water, decent aqueduct and sewer systems, street repairs, communication routes, and a quality education. Well, the Chamber of Commerce emphasizes that although the claims are justified and require timely responses from the authorities, they also affect the rights of third parties. Neither the closures nor the inaction of the authorities are admissible. We have to act, they highlight. Well, it is recalled that the public sector and private companies have worked on actions to achieve socio-economic and sustainable development. In addition, this requires a prioritized and assertive public execution to obtain immediate results. The time of words is behind us. The consequences of inaction are already beginning to be reflected. In the first 3 months of 2022, at least 13,000 irregular migrants have crossed the border between Panama and Colombia. This is reflected in a report from the National Migration System. According to the statistics, of the 13,425 travelers who arrive at the service centers installed in the province of Darien, 4,969 were registered in the month of March. It is detailed that in January there were 4,442 and in February 4,014. The total amount shows an average of 149 migrants per day who arrive in the country from Colombia. Similarly, the numbers show that this year Venezuelan citizens are the ones who have made the most crossings through the Darien jungle at a number of 4,257. They are followed by Haiti with 1,589 and Senegal with 1,164. The Panamanian authorities have highlighted that in recent months there has been a significant decrease in irregular migrants along this route. If one takes into account that by October 2021 the figure exceeded 25,000 travellers. Of the 13,425 migrants registered as of March the 31st, 2,253 were minors. Likewise, migration has indicated that the majority of these migrants have the United States as their final destination. The balance of the local loan portfolio stood at $55,412.9 million in February, a figure that represents an increase of $1,269.5 million or 2.3% in loans when compared to the same time last year. The figures are an indication of a more pronounced economic activity, taking into account that most of the sectors that were paralysed at some point have already been reactivated, said the Superintendent of Banks of Panama, Amoray Castillo. The most important portfolios registered positive performances. The mortgage portfolio, with a balance of $18,887.9 million, grew by 4.4%. That of personal consumption, with a balance of $12,939.1 million, 4.7% more, and that of commerce, with a balance of $10,924.9 million, which is a 5.7% increase. In the first 2 months of the year, banks disbursed $3,117.2 million in new loans, an increase of $1,131.7 million, or 57% over the same period last year. The president of the Banking Association of Panama, Otto Wolfshorn, pointed out that there is an upturn in the demand for credit, both in the segment of individuals and companies. The National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC, reported that surveillance is maintained in the areas that were affected in recent hours by the constant rains in Bocas del Toro, which led to the evacuation of 17 families. According to the latest report of the entity, two shelters were set up to transfer some 100 people, most of them minors. Partial damages were reported in the districts of Changuinola and Almirante, due to the heavy downpours that have been recorded since Saturday afternoon. The collapse of a road to Boca del Drago in the district of Bocas del Toro was also reported, damage that keeps that sector incommunicado. It was announced that CINAPROC personnel remain monitoring and maintaining vigilance after the flooding of the Sixiola, El Silencio, Changuinola and Guabito rivers. The Archbishop of Panama, José Domingo Ulloa, highlighted this Palm Sunday that the population cannot live locked up for fear of COVID-19 and that they must leave, but responsibly. After 2 years of restrictions without processions or mass activities due to the virus, the Catholic community is gathering again for these dates to commemorate Holy Week. During homily in the Santa Maria la Antigua Cathedral, Ulloa recalled that fear should not be threatened, but that biosecurity measures must be maintained. I insist again, we cannot allow ourselves to be threatened by fear and still remain locked up. We have to go out. Yes, with the responsibility of taking care of ourselves, said Ulloa. The Ministry of Health authorized the carrying out of processions and activities related to Holy Week, while also eliminating the obligation to wear masks in open spaces, complying with physical distancing. However, the authorities of the Catholic Church made it clear that each archdiocese in the country will establish the norms for carrying out its religious activities. In the case of the Archdiocese of Panama, this is from Torti in the eastern area of Panama to San Carlos in West Panama, the mandatory use of the mask in processions was established. In addition, the importance of ensuring physical distancing, hand washing and the use of alcohol gel was reiterated. Since last Friday, April the 8th, various acts are being carried out for Holy Week in the country's parishes. And that's it. There we go. Not too much to report on this Monday morning, but those are some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.